We're joined by Monica Perrin, who is an energy reporter for the Houston Business Journal. She has been covering Enron in its healthy days and in its current days. Monica Perrin, how bad is it for the city of Houston if Enron goes under?
Well, Enron will certainly leave a huge hole in Houston if it does go under. It has been, of course, a huge business presence here, but it also has been a very large corporate presence in the city. It has underwritten a great many charitable activities. Of course, it has its name on Enron Field, and that is probably going to, no doubt, going to change.
Houston's ballpark.
Houston's ballpark, that's right, the baseball park. It employs, I don't know, 21,000 people or something like that. Those people are going to have to find other work. The city has been trying to put the best face on it that we will manage to get along without Enron, but it is certainly going to have a downside.
Now, Houston could lose or has lost important businesses or pieces of businesses. Compaq, for example.
Yes.
Which may be sold to Hewlett-Packard if that deal goes through. Continental Airlines has laid off thousands of people.
Right.
Now Enron. So, I mean, is this a palpable thing in Houston? Is it a perception that Houston is having a bad year here?
Well, Houston has certainly taken some very serious hits here. Enron was number one last year, largest public company here, and I believe Compaq was number two. So these are definitely some hard hits. Houston has been accustomed to keeping its eye on the oil industry, but I think that people are beginning to recognize and worry about these companies, such as Enron and Compaq, first Compaq, and now Enron, that this is no doubt going to have a significant impact on Houston.
Enron did put its stamp on Houston physically, the ballpark and the big development that was planned around it, the pair of office towers that are being built that I believe Enron has not completely taken possession of yet.
Yes, well, they have built a new office tower across the street from the one that they already occupied, and they have put a circular walkway connecting those with the parking garage that they built. It's a very impressive complex. And the new tower is not quite finished, although I believe nearly so. And everyone is wondering what's going to happen with that building now. I don't think anybody quite knows yet at this point what's going to happen to it.
And the ballpark development, the shopping centers and all of that that's supposed to go around the Enron field?
Well, it's a foregone conclusion that Enron's name probably will not remain on that. Of course, when Dynegy was going to take over Enron, then it was said that Dynegy's name would go on there. And now that Dynegy's out of the picture, again, I don't think anybody really knows what's going to happen in terms of the name of it and anything else in terms of further development. I think that's probably just all up in the air.
Thanks very much.
Thank you.
Monica Perrin is an energy reporter for the Houston Business Journal. She's been covering the Enron story.